No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good, that is very, very nice to hear. We've got some questions from the BFM listeners that have been sent in over the last week, so let's dive straight in with a bit of an awkward one. That someone's texted in that says, my boss really smells like bad. It makes working around them so gross. Not sure how to approach this situation. Please help, my nose can't take it anymore. That is a bit of an awkward one.
Well, that certainly is a dilemma. I think, like, this is a really sensitive thing, right? I
mean, totally. No one likes,
even if it's a coworker, it's difficult to tell someone, you know, that their personal hygiene isn't up to scratch and they're kind of stanky. What I would say is there someone who has a closer relationship to the boss? Maybe someone who is, you know, another boss, someone above your boss that you could, you know, sensitively talk to about this, just to give them a word. The other thing I would say is just kind of indirectly talk about how, hey, we should all wear deodorant. Kind of indirectly raise it and not make it, you know, specifically about your boss.
Mm.
And the other thing I thought of, sorry, I'm like, I have some creative answers.
We like a bit of a brainstorm around this one.
It is. I thought if you're in a customer-facing role, you could actually email in as a customer and say, hey, look, you know, this first, like, just only mentioning what, like, a customer would know and just being like, people need to, you know, I don't know, like, smell better.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was, like, something that came to mind. You could, like, you could ask a customer, I don't know, to complain. I don't know. These are just some creative ideas. But
I feel you.
It's a difficult situation. And if you feel like you can't do any of that, I mean, honestly, your nose deserves better. So
maybe it's time for a new job. Maybe you just leave. Maybe that's the only way.
Yeah.
That is a tricky one. And, that, you know, you don't want to be a dick, so it is really hard. Yeah.
Well, it's not even about being a dick. It's just that it is, you know, people can take that stuff really personally. So I just appreciate that. If someone's in a position of power over you, having an uncomfortable conversation, you know, you're worried about ramifications.
Yeah, totally. We've had a text from someone who says, my boss has asked me to go to an off-site personal development workshop during work hours. Work's paying, it's worth a generous amount. However, there are people listed as attending the workshop that I feel super uncomfortable with being in the same room as. Do I have to attend, and can it be used against me if I don't?
So I would say that, you know, being asked to attend professional personal development is something that should be done by agreement. So you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. I just want to firstly say that. Whether it can be used against you, well, I think that you need to have a conversation. I mean, my sort of primary advice, if, you know, you feel comfortable, and that's a big if, right, is that honesty is the best policy. And, you know, an understanding boss, if you explain the situation, should be empathetic and considerate of that fact. But if you don't want to have that conversation, you know, I think still saying, I can't go for personal reasons or something like that, a good boss should still be empathetic. Of course, is there another workshop you can attend? You know, like, is it a participant or a, I mean, there's a couple of things that sort of make a difference, I guess. If it's someone that's running the workshop, then I would say, you know, you're not going to attend no matter what. But if it's just someone within the workshop, can you delay? Can you go to another workshop? These are all kind of questions I would, like, want to know, I guess. But no, it shouldn't be used against you. A good boss wouldn't use something like that against you. And I guess my suggestion is honesty is the best policy. And you don't have to do anything, you know, this is extra. This is on top of your usual work, right? So it should be by agreement.
Well, we've got a text that's come in that we actually have variations of this text come in quite often. So we're sort of, I'm really interested to hear your thoughts on this. It's from someone who says, my job starts at 8, but I'm expected to be ready to go and start right on the dot. This means I have to get to work at 7:50 a.m. So I get my stuff organized in time. Otherwise, my managers get mad at me. I'm not paid for those 10 minutes, though. Not sure what to do because the job is fine, but I want my money. And we've had actually quite a few messages like this come in over the last wee while. What happens in those weird little slippage times when you're not necessarily at work, but you are at work?
The liminal space between your start of work and being at work and starting work. The answer to that is that you guys actually need to put your foot down, because contractually your job starts at 8. Mm-hmm. That means if you have to do anything to, you know, be doing the work, that's the work. So you and your I'm assuming that you have co-workers. That's something you really can collectively kind of say, actually, no, and set kind of a new norm, because that 10 minutes is just free labor. That's just free work that you're doing for your company. And that's really where, unions, going back to unions come in handy, because it's definitely the kind of thing that unions can get involved in. And, you know, when you're a union member, you can really feel empowered to do it. And I certainly, in my work as a union rep, I've helped workers just put their foot down with that. And it's definitely work, because they have no legal standing to ask you to do, even if it's 10 minutes, though, it adds up, right? If you're working 6 days a week, that's an hour of free labor. Like, it's 20, if even you're on the minimum wage, it's $20. Like, I want my $20. So that is definitely something that you collectively can kind of set a boundary with your boss. You shouldn't do it alone, though. I always say this, because when you work, you might be targeted as an individual, but if you will kind of do it, it will be difficult to do anything and to,
And just kind of, I guess, bouncing off that one, because we did have this question a couple of months ago now, but I think it does link into this. When you kind of have that at the other end of the day as well, this is one that seems to come in from hospo workers quite often. If you're closing up the cafe or closing up the bar and it takes that extra 10 minutes more, should you be telling your boss about that extra 10 minutes? As you say, it adds up.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be. And I know that it's normal not to. Like, I completely appreciate that. So, I know I'm kind of saying you should do something that no one really does in the industry. But the only way we're going to change the industry, right, is if we start pushing back against those norms. Like, they're exploitative. Mm-hmm. It is exploitation. And when you're empowered in the workplace and when you're organized, this is the kind of thing that you can say doesn't actually fly anymore. Mm-hmm. I always advise people, never do overtime without getting paid. Especially not when you're already so underpaid, you know what I mean? Like, people in hospital get really low base rates, so you should never be doing, I don't care how little the amount of work is, but, I get it's hard to do as an individual, so I appreciate that. And that's why I always say just try doing it in groups, because there's really safety in numbers.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your advice this morning, Justine. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Cheers. Bye, Rachel.
Thanks. See you later.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you very much.